Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Friend, how you doing? Whew, kind of a long verse there. How you doing? It is, of course, Sunday worship on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you. Hey, so good to spend some time with you. And can you believe that the kids and the grandkids going to go back to school here in the next week or so? Yeah, time is a flying by. Remember the days when we actually went back to school in September? Yeah, boy, it starts earlier and earlier every year, I'll tell you. Hey, today on Sunday Worship, we're going to be focusing on the book of Proverbs. I'll tell you what, that book is just jam-packed with some great, great wisdom. So we're going to be taking a look at Proverbs today. So sit back, relax, maybe have a nice glass of iced tea, maybe a slice of pie, and let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. celebrating Jesus today and every day. Thanks so much for listening, friend. I pray that you're blessed today. And today we're talking about the wisdom of Proverbs. You know, God's word says in Proverbs 6:6, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise." Kind of a strong statement there, huh? You know, you may think, well, what can I learn from an ant? You know, I recently asked some friends about that, and they quickly responded, cooperation, perseverance, diligence in working, and sacrifice, strength in working together, unity of purpose. See, that's a whole lot to learn from one of the smallest of God's creatures.
We believe.
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Pray that you're blessed today. Thank you so much for listening. It's Joey with you, and today we are talking about the wisdom from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8 says, "Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." You know, the person who sees his life in the context of God's plan and purpose is going to, well, make the most of every hour God gives him. See, when you value your time on earth as a servant of God, you're going to want to take care of your body. You are going to seek out God's wisdom about how you eat, how to exercise, how to get sufficient sleep, how to defeat stress and live in contentment, and as you put God's principles to work in your life, you're going to experience health and strength.
Thou changest not thy compassion, faithful.
Yes, Fred, I hope and pray you're having yourself a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Jerry Kroll with you here on Great News Radio. And we're taking a look at the wisdom that comes from God's Word from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 14:33 says, "Wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding." You know, the good news about God's wisdom is this. Every person can become wise. Did you know that? That isn't true for fame, fortune, or education. Not all people have the intellectual ability to earn a college degree. Not all people have the talents or attributes that contribute to fame. Not all people have the skills and opportunities necessary for acquiring wealth. But every person can reverence God, can receive Jesus as Savior, and can submit his or her life to God on a daily basis. Every person can become wise. Wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding.
Thou not seen how thy desire.
Lifting up Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey. Always, always a pleasure to hang out with you. I do thank you for your time and your attention today, but I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an email, joey@greatnewsradio.org. If you have a song request, prayer request, comment, question, or you just want to say, hey, again, it's joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Hey, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, Fred, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.